USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I learned about a school shooting in Michigan.
President Joe Biden, who is holding an event at the White House just as news broke of a mass shooting at a high school in Michigan.
We learned, as we learned the full details, my heart goes out to the families enduring the unimaginable grief of losing a loved one.
Biden referring to an incident at a high school in Michigan where three students were shot and killed by a 15-year-old student who opened fire for unknown reasons at Oxford High School, north of Detroit. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe says six people were wounded, one of them a teacher. Stocks tanking on Wall Street after the chairman of the Fed testifies on Capitol Hill and says inflation will continue to be a problem until at least the middle of next year. And he also said that new variant of the coronavirus could also affect the U.S. economy. And this is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The nation's highest court hearing arguments this week about a Mississippi abortion law that bans the procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy, challenging Roe v. Wade. Mississippi's Republican Attorney General Lynn Fitch is helping lead the efforts to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Roe v. Wade has pitted women against their children, woman against woman, and now it's time to really stop and support life.
Speaking on Fox News, she's calling for abortion policy to be handled by the states and elected leaders, though abortion rights activists argue it would limit the access to the procedure and infringes on the right to choose. The National Football League is thankful for some holiday football ratings this year. Those Thanksgiving games had the most viewers of any NFL game since 1998, led by the Cowboys-Las Vegas Raiders matchup. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2022 is coming, and there is no end in sight for the coronavirus pandemic. Volatile social media, mixed political messaging, and nonsensical government protocols are leaving Americans more confused than when the outbreak began in 2019. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Alex Berenson. He has a new book out titled Pandemia, How Coronavirus Hysteria Took Over Our Government, Rights, and Lives. In one of the chapters of the book, Alex discusses masks and some of the mixed messaging we receive during the pandemic regarding masks.
Before March 2020, I think there was a consensus. The scientific consensus was very simple. It was masks don't really work for healthy people. They're sort of useless for you to wear them because the size of the virus is so small that both, you know, inhaling and exhaling, the virus is going to go right through the mask. And it's a little bit different if you're sick, if you're coughing up, you know, globs of phlegm, and plus that's a sign that you are sick and people should stay away from you. So the public health authorities completely changed their position in April of 2020. And the conclusion that I've reached about that, which I discuss in Pandemia, is the reason that they did that was because masks are a symbol. They say, this is not a normal time, you should be scared, you should stay home. They are useless medically, but they are helpful symbolically.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.